An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
Let's stand and sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken in the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to their firstborn son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for him.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them.
As we go through the Christmas story, we're considering the birth of Christ, and we're going to sing two songs. So please be seated as we sing these, and we've got some special guests helping us to play these two songs.
Silent night, holy night, wondrous.
did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss a little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know?
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may too go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Please be seated as we sing about the three kings that came to visit Jesus with their gifts. You out, Lord. They didn't even know who you were, but that you were someone mighty, Lord, that you were to be a king and someone to seek out. And so, Lord, as those wise men sought you out, may we also be wise in continuing to seek you, Lord, to go deep with you, Lord, because you are truly King of all, Lord, King of the universe and King of our lives. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Great. It's good hearing about the Christmas story and singing some carols. And Daniel will now come and give us a message and lead us into communion.
Hello. I'm getting thumbs up. It's very good. All right. Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. It's good to be here. It's really great that we can all come together and join each other in community and just celebrate the reason for the season, which is God. Go to the next slide, please. So, when you think of Christmas, what do you think of? Do you think of gifts? It's pretty good. Do you think of food? I think of food. Do you think of family? Do you think of celebration? Anyone think of anything else? Jesus? Maybe. Might have spoiled that. Go to the next slide. You know, if you look at the word Christmas, you might notice there's a word within the word. If we go to the next slide. Christ. Christ is in the word Christmas. You know, some of you might have picked up on that, but some of you might not have. And Jesus is the reason for the season, and Jesus is the reason why we come together. Doesn't mean the other things aren't good, but when we're coming here for Christmas, we're here to celebrate the gift that is Jesus. Go to the next slide. So, with this new lens, as we think about Christmas, what does Jesus come in terms of gifts? If we go to the next slide, we know that Jesus is God's good gift to us. John writes, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." That's a pretty good gift. I don't know about you, but having a God who loves us so dearly that he would send his one and only Son for us, not because we deserve it, not because, you know, we made some trade deal with him, but because he loves us as a true gift. Can we go to the next slide, please? Food. All right. Has food come into it? Well, we go to the next slide. Jesus describes himself as the bread of life. In John writes again, in John 6, then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. And I will raise them up at the last day. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Now, I really like food. And at Christmas, I'm also very happy to eat lots of food, all the desserts. Maybe not the healthy fruit or the fruitcakes, but give me everything else. I'm very happy. Yeah, no. If there's raisins in my dessert, I was saying this earlier, I don't know. But Jesus is describing himself as something better than the food we have at Christmas, you know, better than your favorite turkey, better than your favorite glazed ham. These foods that we eat and, you know, we get hungry again and we eat more, or maybe eat too much and you go into a bit of a coma. But Jesus is saying, you eat from me, that's all you're going to need. I am the bread that will sustain you. I'm the bread that will... You'll eat and you'll never die. I am the life of the world. That's pretty good. Give me the next slide, please. So far we know that Jesus is God's good gift to us. He is the thing that brings us life and life eternal. That's pretty good. Where's family come in? Family's already pretty good, right? You know, celebrating with family, celebrating the relationships that we have with each other. That's pretty good. But how does Jesus top this? Let's go to the next slide. In John 1, it reads, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God." It's pretty profound, really. You know, if we're looking at this, the gift of Jesus, the gift of life, God didn't just, you know, say, "Look, I'm going to forgive their sins. I'm going to give them eternal life. Great." He didn't just do that. That's already, like, super good, you know. If a Christmas gift, you realize, oh, you know, I'm not going to die. Sins are forgiven. That's pretty good. That's a good Christmas. But God goes one step further to say, "Look, I'm saving you, but I'm also coming near to you, and I'm bringing you into me as well." you're not just a friend of mine, you're not just a close acquaintance, you're not just some guy I kind of like. I'm bringing you in, I'm adopting you, you're my son. That's pretty good. That's, yeah. I mean, I didn't write it. It's good stuff. We'll go to the next slide, please. Adoption by God. So this, you're probably thinking, oh, yeah, good things to celebrate. We got this great gift from God, something that we don't deserve, something that we don't need to do anything for. We have this eternal life. We're not just living, but we're brought into God's family. How does God take this even further? And we go to the next step. Jesus is our reason to celebrate. John 10:10, you might have heard this one before. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And again, I think this really ties into the idea that God isn't just saying, look, I'm here, you know, you're not going to die anymore, go off and be merry or go off and do whatever. He's actually saying, I haven't just given you life and life just, you know, just mid, as the kids would say, or medium, average, but life to the fullest. That's pretty good. You guys should be clapping for that one. Yeah, for God. Yeah, okay, I didn't think anyone would actually clap, so that's pretty good. And I think Paul sums it up very nicely in 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. All this from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting the people's sins against them, and he has committed us to the message of reconciliation. The next slide. So this is what Christmas is about. It's about God's good gift to us, the one that's given generously and graciously, the one that we don't deserve, and so that we might have eternal life. And not just eternal life when we're living our own life by ourselves, you know, doing whatever, running away, but life in relationship with God, in close relationship with God, in his family, as adopted children. And we get to celebrate this. This is good. The old has gone. The old life of, you know, sin, of death has been replaced with life and love and life to the full with God. So this Christmas, I hope that we can all really reflect on this, reflect on God's goodness and God's graciousness to us. And as we go about celebrating with our family, eating the good food, giving good gifts, that we might also be inspired to love one another well, to love generously, to love graciously, to, you know, be thankful for everything, even the desserts with raisins in it. That's a bit challenging for some of us, myself especially. We're going to go into some communion now so that we can reflect on this even more. So if we can have someone, a few people, hand out the elements would be fantastic. Can you go back a slide, actually? Thank you. So as the elements are being handed out, I just wanted to reflect a little bit more on this good gift to us. Something that has really been on my heart recently is just the grace of God. And I think Paul writes it really well in Romans. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And I think we can all kind of relate to this. You know, at Christmas time, when we're thinking of gifts and giving something to someone we love, it's like, oh, it's easy. You know, we get them something they like. If someone's given a good gift to us before, you know, we feel compelled to give them good things. But, you know, if there's someone in our life who maybe annoys us a bit much or is kind of a nasty person or just is straight up not a good person, it's challenging to give them that grace, to give them that love. And I think God really encourages us here by saying, hey, you know, this good gift that I've given you, these great gifts that I've given you, I gave them to you while you were still bad, while you were still a sinner. while you still really didn't deserve it and still don't deserve it. And it's by God's grace that we have this gift. And I think as we go into communion and as we take the elements, do I have any elements? I might need some elements. As we take the elements, that we will reflect on Jesus and what he's done for us. And I think at Christmas time, especially just being really thankful for it and reflecting on the grace of God. Thank you. Fantastic. All right, does everyone have? Fantastic, all right. Let's take communion. Lord, we thank you for today. Lord, we thank you that today especially we get to remind ourselves of all that you've done for us and all that you've done through Jesus, Lord. And Lord, as we take this bread, as Jesus' body, we take it in remembrance of him who is born to us and who died for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, as we take this juice, this wine that represents is God and is Jesus' blood, we thank you for the new covenant that we get to live in, that the old has gone and the new has come, and that we no longer need to live in sin, no longer need to live in isolation, but we have been reconciled to you, Lord, and that we get to live life to the full. So we just take this blood in remembrance of Jesus and in the new covenant that we get to live in. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord. Back to some carols and good singing. I will disappear.
Thank you, Daniel. We're going to... Woohoo! Oh, there we go. More clapping. Come back again. Awesome. Yeah, it's good to hear about the Christmas story, to be reminded and to read out those scriptures and to remember the wonderful gift we have in Jesus. So we're going to celebrate that. We're going to finish off with a couple of carols. O Come All You Faithful and Joy to the World. So let's stand for these last two carols. O Come All You Faithful. So the introduction is the last two lines of the chorus. O Come, Let Us Adore Him. Okay? One, two, three.
Come, be all come, be to
praise his name.
We'll praise his name forever. We'll praise his name forever.
Joy to the world.
Awesome God, we bless you, Lord. And Lord, thank you so much for your goodness. Lord, what a great gift and awesome gift you are to us, Lord. And Lord, at this time and always, Lord, may we make even greater room for you in our hearts, Lord God, to fully receive all that you have for us, that fullness of life that's overflowing more than we can possibly contain. And Lord, at this time of year too, and always, may we remember that because of you, we're included in your family, in your kingdom of light. Lord, and as children of your kingdom, Lord, we are marked by your righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, would you just stir up in us, make manifest more and more your presence, your peace, and your joy at this time, Lord. Wherever you take us, to various places with people, Lord, may your presence in us be manifest to overflowing, to bless others as at this time of year. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all of this year, for the many gifts, for the great provision in so many ways to us. Lord, we receive them. And, Lord, because you never change, we know that you go before us. You're waiting for us in 2026, Lord God, with more in store. And so, Lord, we give you thanks. We celebrate you. And as we continue our time of community together, Lord, may we be so aware of your beautiful presence with us. And, Lord, I pray that you would truly meet where each of us are right today. Because, Lord, you see us and you know us. And, Lord, you have the right thing to bring for us. So, Holy Spirit, continue to guide and lead and encourage us in our way. And we give you all glorious praise to you, Lord Jesus. And all of God's people said together, Amen. Amen. Bless you. Okay, thanks guys for everything today. So now we're going to have a bit of a segue into something else. We're going to open up our afternoon tea over there. So grab yourself a cuppa. You've got nibbles on the table already. There might be some other nibbles coming out. Grab a cuppa, come back to your tables because we're going to have a little bit of a light-hearted time with Christmas trivia. So won't that be fun? And that will lead us into a time of food over dinner as well. So mix and mingle, grab your cuppa, and we'll come back to our tables in about 10 or 15 minutes. Awesome.
Great job, guys. We got there.
Awesome.
Jeff. Hey, everybody. Hi. We're going to get started with some trivia, some fun Christmas trivia, if you'd like to sit down, not take pictures of people, because I know it all.
Oh, you know it all.
I know it all. Plus, I'll have the screen.